Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With temperatures expected to hit the mid-60s this afternoon, it will certainly feel like spring is sprung early. Except it seems like winter never really arrived this year. Not only has it been warm for winter, there's been very little snow. If you've enjoyed that by walking your dog more or letting the cat outside more, you may have found what some pet owners already have, that the ticks are out. The mild winter is raising concerns about an increased tick population. To talk about that, we spoke with public health entomologist Dr. Richard Pollack, who started out by explaining what normally happens to ticks during the winter.
Most of the ticks that we have around here in Massachusetts are very well adapted to surviving the winter. They just hunker down under leaf litter and under snowpack and hang out until it gets warm enough to be active again.
So how might this unusual winter have affected the ticks that we have here this season, given that we hardly had any snow cover except for recently and back in October briefly, and it's been much warmer than normal?
Unseasonably warm weather has extended the season of activity for the ticks. So normally, there would have been a dense snowpack. The ticks would have been well protected by that. There would be virtually no contact between ticks and people and deer and many other animals. But this unseasonably warm weather has allowed the ticks to stay active, at least on the warmer days, and has also increased the number of people that are out there enjoying the weather. So those two factors, the ticks being active and people being active, has increased the human-tick contact frequency.
Given what you've said, are you worried that Lyme disease may be a bigger problem this year than in years past?
Not necessarily. The lack of the snowpack actually might, to some extent, burden the ticks. That is, they are exquisitely sensitive to drying out. But really dry conditions is a terrible thing for deer ticks. So we're just going to have to wait and see. It may be that there are going to be fewer deer ticks this season.
So you're saying the lack of snow might actually kill some of the tick population because they weren't protected?
That's quite possible. The take-home message here is predicting what's going to happen with ticks and Lyme disease risk depends more on what's going to happen with the weather during the next few weeks and months. And so predicting populations of ticks now is basically making a guess on a guess.
So what kind of weather will kill the ticks?
Hot, dry conditions may quickly kill many more ticks than would normally be expected.
The ticks may be ready to go in these late winter weeks to go out and find a feast, whether it's a deer, an animal, or a human. But I'm not sure that our human friends are ready to deal with the ticks this early in the season. What advice do you have for us?
One thing is to assume there will be ticks this year, just as there will be mosquitoes and many other kinds of creatures out there. That's going to happen. Dress appropriately. Use a good repellent. Use it wisely. If you're venturing out where ticks occur, do a tick check at the end of the day. The longer a tick is attached, the greater the risk that it can transmit an infection to you or to your pet. Don't throw the tick away. Save that tick. In some cases, your physician may be interested in it. You can submit it. I, for instance, will identify the ticks for you, and that can be very important. If you pick up a dog tick, you don't worry about Lyme disease. So knowing the kind of tick that's attached to you can be fairly critical as to what you do, if anything.
Since you mentioned it, what kind of repellent works?
Well, there are a couple of things. Many of the products that contained DEET work reasonably well for short term. That can be applied to skin or to clothing. There is another product that contains an ingredient called permethrin, and that is applied not to skin but to clothing. And it irritates the ticks. It also kills the ticks. So the ticks that crawl over even a few inches of treated fabric are less likely to feed on you, and it will reduce your risk.
Richard Pollack, thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
It's my pleasure, Bob.
Dr. Richard Pollack is a public health entomologist affiliated with both Harvard and Boston University.